Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, August 5th. In the news this morning, overnight E-buy prices for December corn down 7.25 cents, September wheat down 8.75 cents, and November beans down 10.25 cents. Well, probably the big news, China devalued the yuan overnight. That sent the U.S. dollar down 40 ticks. Crude oil down $1.17 a barrel. Gold up 17 bucks. Bonds were up almost 2 points at one point here today. Bitcoin was up 1,400 a coin. So world markets are reacting to that. The beans were lower based on the Chinese devaluation, based on the stock market looking to open up about 350 to 360 points lower, just part of that selling fear that's out there. The Chinese came out overnight and said the president is mistaken in that China has lived up to their agreement and bought quite a bit of agricultural products. They claim they pretty much have fulfilled their requirements. But then the Chinese state media came out and said that China is trying to tell their buyers not to buy any U.S. Agricultural products for the time being. So a little bit of a mixed message there. Overall, the weather continues to be very dry in the east. In the eastern Midwest, you know, Chicago's only had a couple of drops of rain here and there. There's supposed to be a few more light showers, but maybe once this week. But we really don't see too much out of it. And then, you know, it's sunshine, but not really bad temperatures. I think that's the one thing that's really keeping this thing from really exploding out here, is the fact that the temperatures aren't that hot. But the dryness with the shallow roots is certainly causing problems out here. And we expect to see crop ratings down 1% to 2% in the corn, maybe 1% to 2% in the beans. So that could be a little bit supportive overnight. But we've got to get through the day session here today. If the Dow Jones moves down, you know, 600 to 800 points by the end of the day, I think there'll be carryover selling in the grains as well. Now, at some point, I think some of that money coming out of the stock market will go into commodities, but the initial reaction will be to sell off if the Dow continues to sell off. So I would say the path of least resistance is lower here. The only thing stopping this thing from moving substantially lower, I think, are the crop ratings. So we'll see what those come out at 3 o'clock today. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.